BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Friday's podcast, The Scott Mills Daily. Today's the day. Chris gets to interview an actual Hollywood A-lister. But will he know who they are? We're not telling him before. We get some listeners on to try and guess, who say they can keep a secret. Also, Matt Edmondson on Real or No Real, and the lady on News Round reading the news gets over familiar with the audience. Enjoy it!
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Later on, after the show, today is going to interview a Hollywood A-list celebrity. I'm talking about Chris here.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm stressing.
How you feeling?
Well, you know how I'm feeling because I texted you last night. I don't know. It's a mixture of emotions, really. I'm confused because I don't believe that you genuinely could get hold of a Hollywood A-lister for me.
My contacts.
And one that would agree to see me.
Yeah, that has been an issue. But we've managed to kind of swerve that, so it's all fine.
I do think this is an elaborate joke. I do think I'm just going to get there. It's going to be someone...
off Big Brother 2.
It's going to be a bit rubbish, yeah.
No. I'm telling you, it is someone from Hollywood, like a Hollywood A-lister.
We'll see.
And you'll be in a room with them later, but you won't know who it is until you go in the room. Now, we did a bit of role play. A lot of people heard this on the podcast. There's not a lot of confidence going about after hearing those. You did completely forget to ask any questions at one point at all and just made statements.
Mm.
And you also said if you were in a room with Brad Pitt, you would just talk about what you'd had for lunch.
Look, this is the thing. I'm thinking now I should just not overthink it, like not do any questions. Maybe that's a good plan.
Just go in and just say whatever comes into your head. You don't really know any films and you don't know anyone in films, but it is a Hollywood A-lister.
Why are we doing this?
Because I think
are you getting out of this?
It's fun. I want you to learn more. It's educational.
Right.
Also, you're not great around famous people.
What do you mean?
Everything about famouses and meeting them stresses you out. They're just people. They still go to the loo. They still eat.
It's weird
they
to think of
sleep.
That, actually.
What?
It is weird to think of that, isn't it?
They do. What are you thinking of now? Rihanna on the loo?
If I'm honest, yeah.
Right, I knew that. See? When Rihanna came in, can we put the picture up on the Facebook and Twitter? You look really uncomfortable. You are biting the bottom of your lip.
Okay.
It's a fan photo.
Oh, you have put the picture up and all.
Yeah, we just put that on the radio on Facebook and radio on Twitter now. I mean, a lot of people would be like that. It's easy to get starstruck, but you've just got to be calm. Do you remember how stressed you were when Pixie Lott came in? Anyway, so it's happening after the show tonight. But I feel like I want to tell somebody. Not you, obviously. Maybe just a couple of listeners.
Really?
Yeah. Leave it with me.
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
This might make you feel a bit better. Chris off Southampton's been on. Scott's pulling your leg, Chris. It'll be more like a Hollyoaks star rather than a Hollywood star.
Yeah, you see, this is why I shouldn't get so stressed, I'm thinking, because I genuinely don't think that you have, with all due respect, that you could get me in a room with... Do you know the name that keeps propping to my mind?
Because who do you think
I've heard
it's going to be?
Talking about them before.
Go on.
And they were on Big Brother. Spidey.
Yes.
That's the girl and the boy, isn't it? From Hills Have Eyes. Or so, what's it?
The Hills?
Just The Hills. Yeah. Right, okay. Well, I've never watched it.
The Hills Have Eyes is different.
Okay.
That's like a rubbish horror film.
Okay.
Actually, no, quite a good horror film. The Hills.
The Hills.
They were in that, yeah. Spencer, Heidi.
For some reason, I think this is... because you have mentioned them quite a bit lately.
As much as they'd like to think that they are, I wouldn't say they're Hollywood A-list.
No, but this is the kind of thing you'll do. You'll say it's a Hollywood
A-lister. I am obsessed with them,
and I'll turn up, it'll be Spidey in a room.
Well, that would be good. That'd be
really?
Fine.
Come on.
It's much bigger than Spidey. Oh, I can't wait for this. I'm so excited.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
We've all done that thing where when we're at school and you've called your teacher mum, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not good. It's one of those that you can't come back from.
No, you can't style that out. Amy has been on Twitter and she was watching News Round earlier on the CBBC channel. And a similar situation here from the newsreader. Listen to what she says at the end as she's rounding up the news bulletin.
It's seen as a way to celebrate pigs. There you go. Before I go, though, the first official image of the new Doctor Who episodes has just been released. Head to the NewsRound website to find out more. Bye-bye. Love you.
I did love you.
Why did you tell us you loved us at the end?
She must have... The second she said it...
Gone. Love you.
Oh.
Again.
It's seen as a way to celebrate pigs. There you go. Before I go, though, the first official image of the new Doctor Who episodes has just been released. Head to the NewsRound website to find out more. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This interview later.
Yeah.
Another thought.
Go.
It's not going to be an animal.
Like a Hollywood animal.
I'm worried you're setting me up here with I'm going to walk into a room. Let's say I have some questions and it's the Chihuahua film that you've...
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. It's the Chihuahua from Beverly Hills Chihuahua. It's not.
It's a human.
It's an actual person, yeah.
I just... It's not you. You wouldn't have sorted
it. Okay, cool. Right, it's happening in 3 hours, this interview. Are you going to go in for the forehead kiss?
Like
you
not did if with, it's a dog.
Like you did with Kesha. No, it's we've established it's a person.
Chris, don't believe you.
Chris knows nothing about films. In, less than 3 hours, he's going to interview a Hollywood A-lister. But will he recognise them when he walks in the room? That's going to be awkward if you don't know who they are, because they'll be expecting you to know who they are, because they're quite famous. Right, Chris doesn't believe me. Like I said, the interview is not far away. I'd quite like to let this out to someone else. Let's see if I can bring someone else in so that you believe me. So, listen up, you lot. If you can keep a secret, I'm prepared to tell you who it is. And I need you to help me to convince Chris that this is a big deal. Because you need to get it in your head.
So how's this going to work?
Right, okay. So if you call me now on 03700 100 100, I am prepared to tell a person who it is. Not you, obviously. And maybe we can get them on and they can give you some clues or maybe just ask some questions. I don't quite know.
Mm.
But I need you to help me convince Chris that this is an actual thing. So if you can keep a secret, I don't want you to tell him who it is, but I'm prepared to tell you. You can text 81119.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My friend Chris here doesn't know anything about films. Some of the most famous actors and actresses in the world have passed him by. He doesn't know who they are. They're just not on his radar. Or his mates. If I showed you a picture of Anne Hathaway now, you wouldn't have a clue who that is.
No, I recognise the name, but I wouldn't recognise her, no.
If I showed you a picture now, you'd be like, dunno. Even Tom Cruise on the easiest film quiz ever.
Oh, he was wearing shades.
He wears shades a lot. You couldn't guess who Tom Cruise was. So today, I just want him to learn a bit. I'm sending Chris to a secret location in London where he will interview a top Hollywood A-list celebrity.
It's not like one of these where it's like Mr. A-lister. I'm not going into a room with literally an A-lister. Do you know what I mean?
What, a Mr. A-lister?
Mr. Lister.
No.
That's some kind of really awful joke.
No, I just want to see if you know who it is. We're not telling him who it is until he walks into the room and he sees them. So it might be that awkward situation, like it was on the quiz, where it's like, don't know. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm hearing that you can keep a secret.
Yes, I can.
How so?
Because I kept a secret from my dad for 2 months that he was having a surprise 40th birthday party.
That's quite a long time, 2 months.
Yeah, and I had to get people coming from South Africa to England for his birthday, so...
Okay. So I believe you. I think I can trust you with this. I'm going to tell you off-air who the person is that he's interviewing after the show, directly after the show tonight, all right?
Okay.
Off-air.
All right.
So no one else is going to hear it, and then I want you to speak to Chris about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, wait there.
I can keep the secret.
Okay. Here comes Chris now.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
So, you're not going to tell me exactly who it is, are you?
No.
Is it an animal?
No.
Is it... So, it's definitely human. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Is it genuinely a Hollywood A-lister?
The person is just... You need to prepare.
What do you mean? I need questions?
You need... Really, really good questions. Because if you don't prepare, then you're completely stuck. The person's really, really famous.
Okay. Should I be nervous?
Yes.
Oh, you see, this is just stressing me out more.
How would you feel if you were with this person in a room right now?
I would pretty much go mental.
Cool. All right, does that convince you yet?
No, it just confuses things.
All right, don't tell anyone, okay?
I won't.
Don't tweet it, don't put it on Facebook. You said you can keep a secret.
I will keep the secret.
I trust you.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So we've put a picture of Chris's outfit that he's going to interview the Hollywood A-lister in on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter. Oh, the fashion police have been on already, haven't
they? Yeah, I've noticed. And someone on the description of it, someone's put pulling shoes. They're new shoes.
Did you buy them specially for this interview?
No, I did not.
Did you,
I
just though?
I wouldn't say they're my pulling shoes, but... yes, the fashion police have been on.
I know. On Twitter, they're like, wouldn't have worn those
shoes.
They're
not liking the shoes.
No. Anyway, have a look for yourself, if you're bang on trend. It's now time for Dear Scott, for the Posh Radio 4 lady, to read out what you've been saying to us this week.
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L, and retirees Bex Hucks and TOTDS.
R.I.P.
As a long-time listener to the show, I finally feel I may be able to give something back at last. I live in Malmö, Sweden, and listen to the podcast each night while at work. Does the location mean anything, Scott? Yep, that's right. Eurovision time is here again. And this time it's here in Malmö. What I was wondering was, if Scott is coming over to commentate, then we would love to have him over for a traditional Swedish dinner and a small glass of wine as a way of saying thanks for all the years of podcasts that have kept me sane at work.
Small.
Thanks, Scott. You're tops. Alex, Mikan, and Siri. P.S. Drop me a line if you want a few Swedish lessons before you arrive. And in the meantime, your homework is to learn this. Kom I en gris. It's go on pigs, translated, not literally, but with the same meaning. Smiley.
Oh, that's awesome. Now we've got go on pigs in Swedish.
Kom I en gris.
Kom I en gris.
Kom I en gris. It probably means get in the pigs or something. It's probably not a direct translation, but I'll take it. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. They're always in our hearts.
I know.
Just a quick email this. I came into Radio 1 last week to get interviewed about the PS4 launch. And as might have been predicted, this opened me up to the world of trolls on Facebook. However, I used the voice of Lawrence, which is handily linked on your Facebook, and it doesn't hurt anymore. Hopefully I'll meet you guys if and when I come in again. Love you, bye. Michael, 19, from Rochdale, former show introducer, friend of a panto dame's daughter, 6'4", shoe size 12, waist size 32.
Thank you very much for all the details there. And it's good to know that you can use Lawrence. It is actually on our Facebook, so if you're really getting in trolled on, you know, YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, don't listen to it. Imagine they speak in that voice of Lawrence all the time. Mm. They're idiots, don't listen to them. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, the PR4L and anyone else there you haven't managed to get rid of yet.
I know.
Recently, I decided to start catching the bus to work in an effort to save the monies. And I've been forced to ask myself the following question. What is acceptable to consume on public transport? Over the last few weeks, another female passenger of a certain age has really pushed the boundaries of acceptable breakfast foods to bosh on the number 13 bus. She started lightly with a hot beverage, maybe some toast, which we've all done when running late. But this morning, breakfast lady produced from her bag a bowl, a spoon and some hot porridge.
What?
But not happy with just porridge, she also had a jar of jam to put on top. I mean, how long before she boshes a full English on a stagecoach? Other buses are available. I know you're a fan of the foods and sure you've tucked into a Chinese on a train before.
Yes.
Please advise. Love you, bye. Claire. P.S. Man up, Mills. Sorry, not heard that in ages.
Me neither. Well remembered. Yes, I did actually eat a full Chinese buffet on a train once from Bournemouth to London. But that was a one-off and I was very hungover. I wouldn't advise it.
I don't know where I stand on this, to be honest, because I kind of think, fair play to you. You know what I mean? Like,
you've had You've had the balls to bring a spoon and a bowl and hot porridge and get it out on public transport.
I kind of like that they don't care about them, and equally, it's like, I hate being on the train and someone has a Mackey D's or something like that right next to you.
Why?
Because
you're jealous.
Because the smell of it is just like, you either want it really bad because of the smell and you can't have it, and they rarely share.
Just go up and ask for a chip.
I think that should be the thing. Eat, by all means, have your buffet on public transport, but expect to share it.
Yeah. Be prepared to share it, and don't turn people away if they ask for some. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email if you want to use it. Jem in North Wales has been on saying, this A-lister best be worth it, Mills. I should be catching up on my trash TV right now, but instead I'm listening in to find out who it is. I'm not going to tell him who it is. That's the fun of it. Well, I'm sorry for keeping you from keeping up with the Kardashians. You have to catch your omnibus of Ice Loves Coco a bit later on. You don't know what I'm talking about,
not
do you?
Not a clue.
Ice-T and Coco, his wife.
Yeah.
It's a great show, that. One of E's finest.
Good.
Up there with Chasing the Saturdays. Still watching that, by the way. Seen it yet?
No.
I've never noticed this before now until, like, quite late on, like an hour and a half into the show. You are interview ready, aren't you?
What do you mean?
You've boshed a shirt.
What's the big deal?
And the trousers.
I thought.
Not a jean, a trouser.
Right. I thought fair play to him. He's not actually mentioned it. What's wrong with me going a little bit smart today?
Let me see your shoes.
There's no need to draw attention to it like this.
Yes.
No, there is not.
I like it. Can we get a picture of this, please?
Why?
Just because you don't look smart often. And today you really do. I like it that you dressed up for the Hollywood A-lister.
This is happening. We're having a photo taken now.
Yeah, okay. We'll put it on Facebook and Twitter. James?
Hello.
Scott Mills, hi.
How are you?
Very good. So, excited about Chris's interview, even though he doesn't know who it's going to be until he walks in?
It's going to be very interesting.
I think so. Who do you think it might be?
I was reckoning, because obviously someone mentioned Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Is an awesome film.
Yes, it is.
But I reckon it's along those lines. I was guessing someone like Beethoven or just something like that.
What, the dog off Beethoven?
That's an amazing dog, so I was guessing that was definitely an A-list.
I've told you, it's not. It's a person. It's an actual human.
Okay.
Right, can you keep a secret? Shall I tell you who it is?
I can definitely keep a secret, and you can definitely tell me who it is.
Okay, right. I'm going to tell you off air right now. Here we go.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Am I being set up?
No, you're definitely not. No way.
What was your initial reaction?
I would literally chop off both my legs and arms to be you.
Oh, really?
Definitely. Insane.
Oh, like, this is...
Are you jealous?
Unbelievably, mate.
Should I be excited or nervous?
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
I think you're going to be both.
You're definitely going to be excited.
Right, that's enough.
Yeah, okay.
Don't tweet it, don't Facebook it, okay?
And I promise. Promise.
Pinky promise.
Okay. Pinky promise.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Don't tell anyone, not even your friends, or I'll kill you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What I like now is that when people are going out, before they go out, they are playing innuendo bingo by watching the videos on YouTube. This is happening, maybe instead of watching Take Me Out, people are now watching Innuendo Bingo, like Sarah and Elle and Ellie, who tweeted me last night from Leicester. They were about to go out for Thursday night student night. Before that, watched the video, an old one actually, of you playing Innuendo Bingo, I think with Danny Howard.
Oh, right. Are you pitching this as a TV? Is this a really subtle attempt at you to try and get a commission for a Saturday night?
I quite like it as a kind of, you know, when you're pre-drinking before you go to the club or the bar, play Innuendo Bingo.
So this is the new Take Me Out, in case you're listening.
That's right.
And in charge of that kind of
thing. A lot of people are now playing it with their mates before they go out. That's all I'm saying. All the videos are on YouTube, including this new one from Arge. Over to Homes Under the Hammer. And the modern family has a lot of different requirements for the house.
The house has 22 rooms in all, with an office space for the couple, somewhere to beat out a steady rhythm.
Or on the Radio 1 YouTube right now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
She's the kind of person that I would follow on Twitter, isn't she?
Why?
She just is. You knew that I would follow her, right?
Yeah.
Her Twitter's quite interesting at the moment. Oof. Don't cross Clarkson.
Oh, really?
Oof.
Is it one for me to go have a look?
I think it's quite good. My life would suck without you, Kelly Clarkson, and Muse Supremacy. Not long now, Chris.
I know.
Straight after the show tonight, Chris is interviewing a Hollywood A-lister, and it is a proper one. So you'll be carted off to a small room, and you will be interviewing this person, but obviously I'm not going to tell you beforehand who it is, just to see if you know who it is. I'm just trying to educate you a bit more about the world of films, because you know nothing. It's not on your radar. I feel bad now, because you are really stressing out.
Just a little bit. It's 3:10, really. Yeah. You know, it's
I kind
tonight.
Of want to tell you who it is, because you are genuinely, genuinely nervous.
Well,
the pacing is on. The sweating is on.
I'm not sweating.
Do an armpit check. Yes.
No, it's fine.
A little bit.
This thing tonight, though, and from
it's like an hour away.
And from what? What do you mean?
It's happening after the show
tonight.
Yeah.
But what the listeners that you've had on that you've told,
yes,
all seem to react. I mean, it's sounding like it could be.
It's big. Fair play, though. None of them have got on Twitter and Facebook yet and broken the secret, which I was worried about. But they haven't done that. Mm. I haven't seen one person saying who they were told it is.
Right.
Oh, I kind of want to tell you.
I just don't know how to prepare for this.
What have you got?
Question-wise.
Yeah. Talk me through it. Run me through it.
Well, at the moment, the piece of paper, I'm just jotting stuff down. So how many kick-ups? Lunch? ?
Right.
On the page. What are you up to this weekend? But there's not that much more I can really...
Okay. Would it help if I told you?
Well, yes, because then at least I would know who... I'd know what to prepare for.
Okay. I can't decide.
Are you going to?
I don't know. Hi, Beth is on her way home from college. She is currently on a very busy train, like they are on a Friday, watching yesterday's Innuendo Bingo. On her phone, actually laughing her head off. That thing where everyone's looking at you going, okay, you might be a bit bonkers.
Mm.
Also, I've got Langley and Hannah and Lee, lads, on their way to Bournemouth. Barclay at UEA. I saw you in Mercy last night. I'm glad you like the T-shirt.
What
that
was
sounds
controversial
weird,
about
nothing,
it?
There was nothing controversial. They just... I sometimes give out some T-shirts with my face on.
Do you?
Yeah. You know, like those ones you can get of Rihanna?
Yes.
Like in shops. I thought it'd be funny to do like a joke one, because who would actually want to wear my face?
So you hand them out?
Students seem to. Because I think it's because like they don't do their washing.
Yeah, because I've been with you before where you've handed out sunglasses.
Yeah, well, they're actually in the summer, they go down a storm. They're a hit.
I like that you bring gifts.
Yeah, I think it's important to bring something. I think it says, my DJ set isn't that good, so please have a gift. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, please accept this gift as an apology.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No, I think I'm quite good, but I like to give something to the audience.
Mm.
Luke Radwell and Milton Keynes loving Arge on Innuendo Bingo yesterday, and about 100 million people asking me to tell them who the interview is that Chris is interviewing this afternoon, because they're really good at keeping secrets. I don't believe you. I don't know whether to tell him or not, because he is properly stressed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Matt Emmonson, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
I like it that we've got mutual show love going on at the moment.
We have, haven't we?
I love your weekend show.
Well, thank you.
And you have been telling me lately that you do get our podcast.
Yeah, I'm a podcast listener. I go to sleep every night with you in my ears, Scott.
A lot of people do use it as a sleeping aid.
It doesn't work as one, because by the time you get to Real or No Real, you think, okay, well, I may as well stay awake for the next 6 minutes and then go to sleep afterwards. Yeah. And then I use Richard Bacon to get me off to sleep. The podcast, not a phone call. I don't Skype it. Richard, sorry to wake you up. I know it's late.
I know.
Sing me a lullaby.
It's time.
So we've got this interview happening at just after 4 o'clock with Chris.
Yeah, I've been keeping track
interview.
Of this.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Exciting, right?
Yeah.
Matt interviews a lot of people.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird, those film ones are weird because you get 6 minutes, so there's no time to build up rapport. You go in straight away. They want you to know about their movie. They want you to know loads about them. And obviously those are the two flaws that you have. You know,
yes,
nothing about the movie.
I don't know them or the movie.
Doesn't know anything about film, sadly.
It's weird. You have to be instantly kind of like chatting and engaging with them. And it depends who you get. I interviewed Christian Bale once, and he was lit like Batman. Sort of curled up in a ball. And he'd just been on lunch break. So I came in and said, "Hey, Christian Bale, how was your lunch? Do you have something nice?" He was like, "It was fine." So then I said, "Okay, all right. Tell me about your new film, Batman. It's the third one. What can I expect?" He said, "Nothing."
It's a good question, though, isn't it? What can I expect?
What can I expect? What can I expect from the movie? Well, not if the response is nothing.
It's a generic question, but I like it.
So let's hope it's not Bale.
Write that down. I know. I remember interviewing him before, and he won't be interviewed as himself. He has to be Batman.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. A week later, I interviewed him on the red carpet. That was in America, that interview. I interviewed him a week later in London, and he was like Danny Dyer. He was like talking in a Cockney accent. "Hello, mate, how's it going? Lovely to be in Leicester Square."
So weird.
Very strange.
Anyway, best of luck, Chris.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
About 4:15 or something.
I do want to know who it is.
I'm going to tell Matt who it is in a minute.
I want to know who it is. I've got theories, but I'm not entirely sure.
It's someone that I think you've interviewed before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
First, let's play Real or No Real with Matt Edmondson. Some of these are real, some of them really not. But which is which?
We all know about the Great Fire of London in 1666, which destroyed most of the city and killed 6 people. Less well known is the Great Beer Flood of 1814, which washed 300,000 gallons of beer through the streets of the capital and drowned 7.
Matt?
Ooh, where are they keeping this beer? That's what I'd want to know. How many thousand gallons? 300,000 gallons was that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of beer there.
And you would think that you would have heard of the... If it's a beer flood, you would have heard of it.
They teach that in history, right? Because that would be exciting.
Yeah, it's better than...
There'd be a museum for that, where you could go and recreate it. There'd be like a water park, but with beer.
I'm really worried about this one, because for some reason, I'm thinking this is real. Like, for some reason, I think I've heard this before or something, but I'm worried if I say real and this is not real, I'm looking incredibly stupid.
But equally, if you say not real and then it turns out to be real, you've not trusted your gut, you'll also look stupid.
Yeah. So I'm going to trust my gut, as I always do on this one. I'm going to say real.
You sure?
Why are you putting that face?
Nothing.
I'm saying no rule, because that we would have heard about it. There would have been a BBC 4 documentary about
that. Sure. The Great Beer Flood of London.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Come on. Oh, someone's brought up Wikipedia to show me. That isn't evidence.
And next.
Until the year 2000, certain vending machines in the UK had computer game-style cheats, which allowed anyone who knew the code to get a free twirl alongside their normal purchase.
I don't think it's just a twirl per se, but I did believe that there must be a code that they have engineered into it. So someone can go up and just be like, bosh, they get a free thing. Or like just access to, or everything falls down.
What you mean, like when hotel managers can open every single room in the hotel?
With their special key.
Yeah.
Or in lifts, where you can type in a certain...
I read this on the internet. They said you can type... If you hold two particular buttons in a lift...
I've tried it.
I've tried it too. I've tried it in so many different ways, like a special code you can use. Because at the BBC here, the 8 floors, it's a nightmare. You have to have about 25 minutes onto any journey you do. I thought, if I could just bypass all the other floors, it would be great.
We've all tried it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work.
No. But yeah, I thought it did, because the first time I tried it...
I told people, I've cracked it. There's a thing. Don't tell anyone, a secret lift code.
But it was just no one else called the lift.
Doesn't work.
Anyway, the vending machine cheats, real or no real?
I used a vending machine earlier and I put in the wrong thing. I was getting very confused based on the price and also the number of the code. So the code was something like E6, but the price next to it is 60p. So I put in 60, got the wrong chocolate out.
Awful.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, definitely. You could do, if you were making the vending machines, you put a code in, get free chocolate wherever you go.
I think there's a code in there. I'm saying real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Ah, not doing well.
Or not that anyone knows of it yet. Do you know what I mean? It's secret code.
Illuminati is what you're saying.
Yeah. Illuminati. Yeah.
Hollywood actress Mila Kunis is obsessed with computer games such as World of Warcraft and Farmville, and often turns down invitations to A-list parties to stay in gaming.
Is Farmville still on?
Is that happening?
Remember that? That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe she's the only one sustaining it. If she's playing it all the time.
Just bought 2 cows.
I don't know. She's got that. Kunis has got that thing whereby she's obviously like really sexy, but at the same time, you feel like she's a girl next door. Maybe she wouldn't want to go to a party, and instead she would want to sit in and play computer games. World of Warcraft, though, that's quite specialist, isn't it?
It is a good specialist.
I don't know really. I don't know, do famouses do that kind of thing? Like super, super famouses.
I've seen Usher dancing to his own music in one of those dance games on an advert.
Oh.
So if that's anything as a go-by, then yes, they do.
I don't know, because she's really hot, right? So we're gamers, generally. Is this going to be a really bad thing to say?
Oh. Are you saying that all
gamers
are
geeks? No, I'm not saying that.
You can save it by saying gamers are hot.
The gamers, okay, I'm going to say real because gamers are hot.
I'm going to say real because who doesn't love running a fictitious farm?
That one is real.
No.
She loves
Serious?
The gaming. Yeah, loves the gaming. Next.
Crime Watch presenter Rav Wilding's Twitter profile picture is an actual beefcake. One of Rav's fans made him the meaty cake and sent it to him on his birthday.
I'm not being funny.
How's it gone?
I know that he's referred to as Rav off of Crime Watch.
Yeah.
However, I don't think he's been on that programme for a number of years.
No. I saw him recently doing a show for kids about dogs. He does that.
Yeah.
Saw him up a mountain. Dogs with jobs.
Dogs with jobs, yeah.
Yeah.
I think saying...
Crime Watch presenter Rav Wilding's...
It was a while ago.
It's struggling to shake that one,
isn't it? Just stuck.
I love him. He's such a nice bloke.
He is. So, does he have an actual beefcake?
Real.
He's really hench, isn't he? Is that the right word in real life? He does a lot of sit-ups.
Yeah.
Hello, officer. Did someone call the police?
He's the sort of guy that would, for protein reasons, for paleo reasons, he would probably say, yeah, I don't want a normal cake for my birthday. Make me a cake exclusively out of meat. So, yeah, I can imagine that.
That one is no real.
Oh, after all that. And at the end of that,
I scored 20, Matt scored 10.
That was a terrible game for me.
Mm. What have you got on this weekend, please, on your fabulous show, which you should all listen to tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. on BBC Radio 1?
Ryland's popping in. Quite excited about that.
Awesome.
We'll be discussing the downgrading of the credit rating in the UK. No, obviously we won't.
Hashtag AAA.
Yeah. I've got the actress, I still don't know how to pronounce her surname.
Now, how do you say it? It's H-O-U-G-H.
Her.
Is she the one off Ryan Seacrest?
She is, yeah. She goes out with Ryan Seacrest. It's pre-recorded, so we chatted a little bit about that. And also the equally difficult to pronounce Josh DeHamel.
Beautifully done, though.
Julianne Hare and Josh DeHamel. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Also, and he's off of Fergie.
Not the royal one.
Port.
No, not that one. The other one. The one with the melting face.
Yes.
Secret Diary of Tayo Cruz as well.
See, this is why amazing. I love your show.
Exclusive access to that.
Tomorrow morning with Matt Emerson on BBC Radio 1. Why would you not listen to that? You all right, Chris?
Yeah.
It's nearly happening. So while you were out, I just told Matt Emerson who you are interviewing.
It's a big one.
In 10 minutes.
It's amazing. I thought
15 minutes. 15.
I thought what was going to happen was...
How long?
15 minutes.
I thought this was a while away.
No, it's 15 minutes from now. Literally, you're going straight now. Like, as soon as I press play on this song, you're off.
That is incredible. I'd be so nervous in this situation because it's a proper big Hollywood name. I thought Scott was going to sort of play a trick on you and you'd go in and it'd be like Barry from Accounts.
That's
and you'd
what
have to
I
interview
thought.
Them as a. No, real, proper. I've interviewed this person.
The idea is that he doesn't know, because he doesn't know anything about films, as we've been finding out this week. He doesn't know until he goes in who it is.
But he's going to, you're going to know this person.
Do you think he will, though?
I know he will.
But he doesn't know anything about films.
I know he'll know this person. He will.
Really?
I think it's a bit, is it in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you not going to tell him, Scott? I think that's a bit cruel, because I think your heart's going to be racing anyway. But now that I know who it is, his heart's going to be racing even more. I think it's cruel not to. Would you rather not know?
Would you want to know?
I'd much rather know.
Okay. Well, at least you can scribble questions on your hand on the way there, right?
Well, in 15 minutes.
Yeah. You've literally got to go. Okay.
Well, I think you should. I think it's cruel not to.
Mila Kunis.
No.
Actually happening in 15 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Her or an impressionist?
No,
or...
her. Right, so you need to go now. We're going to play Kanye West. Have a good weekend. Greg's next. I don't really have time for this. What are you going to ask?
I need to musk up.
Yes, do that.
Is it honestly her?
It's happening now.
It's her.
Okay, right.
Bye, good
night. Bye-bye now. Okay. Have a good weekend. So, now he knows. It's Mila Kunis, who Chris is interviewing. and we'll have the results of the possibly cringe interview on Monday. Mila Kunis on this show and Tap End at 1:45. Join us at 1 on BBC Radio 1 Monday afternoon. Afternoon, Greg James.
He's going to be such a mess.
I thought it was too cruel not to tell him, but he's only got 15 minutes.
Oh, what a treat for him.
First thing he did was like, oh, I need to put some aftershave on, need to mask up. Bless him. He's literally gone now.
That's huge news for him.
It's big. His first big A-lister interview.
Everyone's jealous of that.
It's going to be awful.
And she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous, and that's why it's going to be brilliant. Hear the results on Monday.
So you sent him off with a microphone and everything?
Yeah, he's gone.
Just him.
Yeah, he's properly stressing. I like it.
When's it going to be on? Monday?
Monday afternoon, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have a lovely show.
He's going to be so excited.
I know.
I don't think he'll be able to get his words out.
He's, like, literally gone to pieces.
All right. I can't wait to hear it. All right, have a good weekend.
Love you, bye.